Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go ahead and look and see how futures are trading. In Kansas City, May wheat at 762.5 is up 6. July is 761.25, up 10.75. May wheat in Chicago, 703, up 14.25. July, 709.25, up 16.75. May corn, 669.75, up 25.75. December, 548, up 24. May soybeans, 14.41, up 10.25. July, 13.87.75, up 6.75. November, at 12.15.75, up 5.5. May soybean meal at 4.21, up 3.10. May soybean oil at 49.34, down 32. April live cattle, 127.90, up 5 cents. May feeders, 140.90, down 90. And May lean hogs at 89.45, and they are up 10.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us now to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
So we have NASS coming in this afternoon to tell us what progress we have had in planting our corn crop and spring wheat crops as of Sunday. What do you think those reports will tell us?
Well, it's probably going to be fairly obvious. We're not going to see a big jump in planting progress. I think the trade's kind of dialed in for the national progress on corn anywhere from this 8 to 10% complete. So we'll see what, well, at least first time that is. You know, some of those areas that did get in are going to have to replant possibly. We'll see. But, you know, very slow. You know, going home Friday, the trade was prepared for that number, but the trade was not prepared to see the additional moisture in the forecast for the end of this week here, Dave.
Yes, both the 6 to 10 and 8 to 10 day forecasts showing some moisture moving in, yes?
Yeah, you know, amounts vary. You know, there's some ideas that, you know, some areas could receive up to maybe 2 or 3 inches total, but for the most part, you know, a good half to 1.5 on some fairly good coverage, you know, throughout the entire Midwest. Even some snow, you know, Dakotas, Minnesota, and so forth. So,
Iowa even getting a little bit, maybe.
Possibly, yes. And, you know, with the calendar, you know, trying to turn May 1 here and trying to celebrate May Day and all these good holidays, it's just not, you know, weather's just not cooperating. And today, the market action is going to add a little price premium, weather premium, back into the picture here. You know, this is a game changer, and with the tight old crop inventories we do have, it's going to put a little bit more pressure on the producer to get out there and try to raise a good crop here to meet the demand that we have to work with for this 2013-14 marketing year.
And we haven't even mentioned the falling moisture in the south and the southeast along the way.
Yeah, we got weather problems just about everywhere. You know, too wet and then too dry in some areas. Even when you look at the world weather forecast, there's some problem areas, you know, worldwide even. And that's attracted the interest of the speculator. You know, up until last week there, the trader was not kind of so-called interested in the marketplace. We've seen liquidation. Open interest has been going down on this price break we've seen here over the last couple months. But with today's technology and these iPhones and And guys like me like to watch the Weather Channel. This flood has been well advertised, and it's starting to get the attention and something to talk about, something to be excited about, and reason to put a little premium back into the marketplace here until the forecast proves different.
So we're seeing this rally on the board today. It's a weather rally primarily. Short covering, I would take a lot of it.
Well, we'll see what the volume and open interest shows here over the next couple of days. If the open interest goes down on this price move higher, that means the shorts took advantage and got out, and that's the main buying. But if open interest goes up on this price bounce, then it's an indication that we're seeing new long positions come into the market. And the volume and open interest will be fresh from here on out due to the option expiration in the May contract here over the weekend. That squared away some of these positions. So the trade will watch that closely here over the next day or two, see what type of volume and what type of trade positions coming in to push this market.
Meanwhile, a lot of people are saying, and I'm reading what people are saying on this. I didn't do a personal survey on it, but that forward sales of cash and futures by producers may only be about 25% of a normal time at this time of year.
Well, depending on what type of crop year we have, correct, but I think it's much less than that. Producers have not been very aggressive on marketing at all. You know, after last year, then plus two, we've been in a downtrend here for the most part of the winter, early spring, and it's been awful hard to get too excited about selling. I mean, we've had little ups, but man, the downs have been brutal. And this up move here will hopefully give producers a little ray of hope here to get some marketings done. And we continue to promote the idea to put a price floor under you. So it gives you a lot more flexibility long term. This is a perfect example where, you know, production might be uncertainty now, and you don't want to get caught marketing too many bushels or being too optimistic here under production. I know you're all good farmers and everything, but that's the neat thing about putting a price floor on you, working with some of the people you have on your program here. That way we get more in the growing season here, get the crop in, you have a better idea on, you know, how many bushels and maybe what area of the country you want to sell your grain at there, Dave.
So this 548 now in the D's is an opportunity to take it. You got to be a little bit nimble, though, here, because these weather rallies, they come and they go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the forecast changes and go the other way. You know, for those who've been around, we had some brutal weather markets, you know, over the years. And, you know, especially those ones where you're hot and dry, the 4th of July, all of a sudden the rain shows up and koosh, you go the other way. There's an old saying, Dave, it takes the roar of the lion to make the market go up, squeak of the mouse to have it go down. So 550's first objective here, then if we can clear that and sort of break this downtrend line, if you look at a chart, you can see an obvious downtrend line. If you break that, we could probably get as bullish as 575, 580 basis December futures there.
But 550 is also a pretty nice place to start if you haven't done anything, it seems to me, yes?
Yeah, you know.
5%, do something, maybe.
1%, yeah.
1%, something.
Yeah, you know, get
your toe in.
You got to sell the ups, and like I say, a paper position or price floor lets you lock that floor in. If it does go higher, you continue to sell higher. And that's the thing of marketing is to try to sell the ups.
Thank you much there, Kurt.
All right, take care, Dave.
That's Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. May wheat in Kansas City at 767 is up 10.5. May wheat in Chicago, 701.5, up 12.75. May corn, 670.25, up 26. July, 647, up 27.5. December, 548, up 24. May soybeans, 1442.5, now a quarter, up 11.5. July at 1387.25, up 6.25. November at 1216.5, up 6.25. May soybean meal, 421, up 310. May soybean oil, 4936, down 30. April live cattle, 127.82.5, down 2.5. May feeders, 140.82.5, down 97.5. And May lean hogs at 89.72.5. They're up 37.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM, 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.